Vayikhu bni ari nodav aviyu ish achtosoi vayitnu ven eish vayasimu lek teres vayakrivu fnei Hashem eish zara asher litziva oisam vateitzi eish milifnei Hashem vateichal oisam vayamusu lifnei Hashem. Nodav and Aviyu, the two sons of Aaron, both took their fire pans and they put fire in them and they put incense on the fire pans and they brought them before Hashem. What did they bring? They brought a strange fire which they had not been commanded. What was the response? Fire went out from before Hashem and consumed Nadav and Aviyu, and they died before Hashem. This is part of what happens in the third Aliyah of Parsha Shmini. And we're going to encounter this idea of Nadav and Aviyu dying before Hashem again in Parshas Acharimos. But the question is, what in the world is going on with this narrative? What's the idea of Nadav and Aviyu bringing a sacrifice they weren't commanded to bring and then being consumed by fire before Hashem? Also, is there any actionable lesson that we can learn from this story, or is it just some strange tale? And finally, is there any spiritual connection between this narrative that happens in Parsha Shmini and the larger context of Sfiras HaOmer, which Parsha Shmini occurs in? So, basing itself on the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh, Toras Chabad explains this narrative as follows. Nadav and Aviyu weren't ordinary sinners. Nadav and Aviyu were passionately religious. They were fervently religious. And that's why they brought an ish, they brought a fire, which symbolizes their intense passion. But the idea is that sometimes too much religious passion or unguided religious passion can be unhealthy and can be destructive. And when your religious passion is not balanced, then it can lead you to self-destruct. The Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, records a teaching from the Alter Rebbe, which uses the story of Nadav and Aviyu to illuminate the famous Gemara in Chagiga, which talks about four rabbinic sages who entered the Pardes. Four rabbinic sages who entered a realm of deep mystical speculation and of altered consciousness. The Gemara there in Chagiga tells us that Elisha ben Avuya, one of the rabbis there, became a heretic as a result of the experience. He left traditional Jewish practice. Ben Zoma, another scholar who entered, went crazy. Ben Azai died. But only Rabbi Akiva entered in peace and left in peace. Only Rabbi Akiva survived the experience. The Rebbe Rishab explains that Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, and Elisha ben Avuya were much like Nadav and Aviyu. All these characters, all these individuals, had amazing intentions. All of them were on fire for Hashem, but they were unbalanced in the way they served Hashem. They were too extreme. They were too intense. And this caused them to all ultimately lose themselves in some way or another. The Shalot teaches that the occurrence of Parshios in the calendrical cycle is not random, but is in fact hyper-significant. And it's interesting to note that Parsha Shmini always occurs in the second week of Sfiras HaOmer. If you look in most Siddurim under the relevant day for Sfiras HaOmer have a combination of two Sfiros, two words, under the relevant day. Now it happens to be that in Tavshin Pei Aleph, when this is being recorded, Shabbos Parsha Shmini falls out on the 13th day of the Omer, and the Sfiras for the 13th day of the Omer are Yesod Shebigvura. Let's try and understand what that means. So, the spiritual journey of Sfiras Omer is explained in Toras Chabad as follows. We begin with Pesach, and Pesach is a time of tremendous divine inspiration. Pesach doesn't take any work on the part of the Jewish people. We have the first night of Pesach, where historically Hashem took the Jews out of Egypt, and spiritually it's a time of inspiration to leave your own personal Mitzrayim. Then we have Shvi Shel Pesach, where Hashem split the sea historically and in consciousness. This means that Shvi Shel Pesach is an opening. It's a time we're able to connect with our deeper selves if that's something that we choose to do on Shavuot Shel Pesach. Anecdotally, it's actually a minog amongst Hasidim to stay up the entire night of Shavuot Shel Pesach and engage in Torah study in order to access that opening of consciousness that's available on Shavuot Shel Pesach. Whatever the case may be, the spiritual inspiration on Pesach is not something that we work for. It's something that can happen automatically if we open ourselves up to it. And even if we don't open ourselves up to it, we overwhelmingly see that Jews experience a state of spiritual inspiration or uplifting on Pesach. But then in Sfiras Omer, we're meant every night of Sfira to become aware of the given midah that is associated with that night, and not merely to become aware of that midah, but to elevate that midah, to perfect that midah. And finally, on Shavuos, we've engaged in this 7-week process of self-elevation, self-perfection, and fine-tuning. We've worked on ourselves to the point that we're able to be mekabel the Torah b'pnimius. We're able to inculcate the Torah in such a way that we can internalize it, that we deserve it, and it's not just being cast at us from above. So, with that in mind, what's the idea of Yesod Shebegvura, which falls at Parsha Shmini, has something to do, according to the Shalah, with Nadav and Aviu? What's Gvura? Gvura literally translates to strength or power. And those who dabble in Kabbalah know that in Sfiras and many Sefer Kabbalah associate the word Gvura with Din, with judgment. In Sefer Torah Or, Parshas Noach, the Alter Rebbe explains that people think erroneously that Gvura means harshness, that Gvura means severity. But really, says the Alter Rebbe, Gvura is associated with Esh. Gvura is associated with fire. Gvura corresponds to idealism. Gvura corresponds to elevation. But the challenge with idealism and the challenge with elevation is that sometimes when we're really, really idealistic, when we're really strong believers, when we're really passionate, we're not able to accept people who don't conform to those ideals. Or we're not able to accept ourselves when we don't conform to those ideals. And as a result, that can lead us to engage in destructive modes of being towards ourselves when we do not live up to our own ideals, or towards others who don't live up to our ideals. And that's the idea of Reb Shim Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar burning up all the people they met when they left the cave. The challenge was that they were living in such a state of spiritual elevation that they could not tolerate people who did not live up to their ideals. And idealism is wonderful, but sometimes when you're too idealistic, when you're too passionate, that can lead you to self-destructive behavioral patterns. We see this very often with people who get religiously inspired, that they find out that learning Torah is amazing, and they hadn't been studying Torah too much until they made this discovery. So you'll see this particularly by young yeshiva students. You'll even see it by older people, that suddenly they'll spend all their time studying Torah. They'll learn Torah till 2 o'clock in the morning. They won't sleep, they won't work, they won't eat, because they're just engaged in studying Torah all the time. What often happens to such people is that they burn out, or they become unbalanced, or their relationships suffer, their health suffers. It's gvura, it's extremely idealistic, but ultimately it leads to a place of destruction. Now, there is a time for extreme idealism, and that's symbolized by the night Gvura Shebegvura. But what's Yesod Shebegvura? The Alter Rebbe tells us in multiple places that the idea Yesod is foundation. And although we might be familiar from listening to Shiurim on Kabbalah of other associations with Yesod, in this context, Yesod means stability. It means groundedness. So the idea of Yesod Shebegvura is that when you want to fly high spiritually, make sure that you're connected to something concrete. Don't fly high without remembering or reflecting on the fact that you live in this world and that you have a mission and a responsibility in this world. That's why Rabbi Akiva was able to enter the paradise peacefully and leave peacefully. The Rebbe explains, Nichnas b'shalom. He entered in peace. He entered with the correct perspective. He entered his state of spiritual elevation with the understanding that I'm a physical creature who lives in a physical world and has responsibilities to this physical world. I can't just indulge my spiritual desires and spiritual fantasies with abandon. And the Rebbe Rishab explains that as a result, Rabbi Akiva's spiritual experience was less extreme and was less intense than Ben Azai's or Ben Zoma's. But nonetheless, since Rabbi Akiva entered with the correct perspective, he was able to reintegrate into reality after his spiritual experience, and he was able to enrich the real world with his spiritual experience. And this explains what it means that Chazal tell us that Nadav and Avihu were greater than Moshe and Aaron. As Moshe tells Aaron in this week's parsha, Hu asher diber Hashem bekrovai ekodesh. This explains what Hashem said, with those who are close to me shall I be sanctified. The idea being that Nadav and Avihu in fact had a more spiritually intense experience than Moshe and Aaron did. But as a result, they caused themselves to self-destruct. And that also explains the idea of Nadav and Avihu were more halacha b'fnei rabban. Chazal tells us that they died because they taught a halacha before their masters, without consulting their masters. So, according to Chassidus, this is actually integrated with the idea of the Eish Zara. It's really one and the same. Nadav and Avihu were very spiritually passionate, but they didn't look for yisod, they didn't look for grounding for their spiritual experience. And how do you get grounding for your spiritual passion, for your spiritual experience? By speaking to a mashpia, speaking to a master, somebody who understands the path and the dynamics of the spiritual journey. And often, finding such a character is not an easy thing to do. But in Nadav and Avihu's case, Moshe and Aaron were around. In Ben Zoma and Ben Azai's case, Rabbi Akiva was around. For the rest of us, though, finding that relevant spiritual master is often more of a journey. So what's the lesson of Parsha Shmini, Nadav and Avihu, the week of Gvura, and the day of Yisod Shebe Gvura? Idealism is really important. Elevation is wonderful. But if you're not grounded, those will lead you to self-destruction. So as the Alter Rebbe tells us in Tanya, chapter 42, make sure that you connect to your inner source of stabilization, but moreover, make sure that you connect to those who will stabilize and guide your spiritual journey.